Unit 1. Family Life. Lesson 3. Track 12. Listening. Listen to someone talking about text messaging. The purpose of the talk is to...
On December 3rd, 1992, a software engineer called Neil Papworth sent the first text message to his boss. It simply said, "Merry Christmas." Now, millions of text messages are sent all over the world every day. At first, SMS, short message service, was not very popular. Cell phones were expensive, and not everyone had an SMS service provider. But by the late 1990s and early 2000s, cell phones were much cheaper. Today, people use text messaging in business and as a way to communicate quickly with their family and friends. Texting even has its own language. It uses letters and symbols instead of full words and sentences. LOL, laugh out loud, and IKR, I know, right, are in the Cambridge and Oxford dictionaries. Text messaging is very popular among young people. In 2012, American teenagers sent an average of 60 texts a day. Many parents are not happy with the amount of texting their children do. They think texting makes teenagers write badly because they don't use capital letters or put periods at the end of sentences.